No longer will the Department of Public Instruction hold hearings on complaints of race-based nicknames. Instead, an agency controlled by the governor will, the Department of Administration. Critics will have to prove Indian mascots and logos are discriminatory and get local petition signatures. The Mukwonago School District went to court to keep its Indians nickname. Sam Hall is an attorney with the firm that represented the district.
This bill now creates a fair process so that if those nicknames are ever challenged again in the future, that school districts have a legitimate opportunity to keep them.
Barbara Munson is a member of the Oneida Tribe. She chairs a task force on mascots and logos for the Wisconsin Indian Education Association. Munson calls the governor's decision harmful to Native children and other minority groups.
It's unconscionable that our schools teach our children to participate in and tolerate race-based stereotyping. And I believe our governor knows that.
Governor Walker cited free speech concerns in his decision to sign the bill. In a written statement, he said a better alternative is to educate people about how certain phrases and symbols used as nicknames and mascots are offensive. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.